tell me your name?
My name is Bernice Burns.
And how old were you during the Depression about?
Well, I was in high school. I was about a sophomore or junior and sent in high school. And
where did you live? Did you live in town?
I lived out in the country. My father was a farmer. We had lots of animals. You name it, we had them. From chickens to goats to sheep to horses to mules to cows. We had every kind of animal you can think of. And I was in a large family. I had four brothers and one half brother and five half sisters at that time. And I rode a school bus to school for about 7 years. My brother, oldest brother, drove the school bus. And before that, I went to a little country school out from Sinton for 2 or 3 years. And I was real thrilled to get to go to town school and be with more boys and girls.
How many were you in your school when you went to school in the country?
In the country?
Mm-hmm.
We had, in the school, it was the first grade through the eighth grade. And we had one teacher that taught all of the grades. And I think I was about the only one in my first grade. And my first grade teacher, her name was Elizabeth Cook. And she lived in Odom. And she drove back and forth every day to school. But finally, she started staying with a neighbor there in the country out there, and it made it lots easier. One weekend, she took four of us girls to Odom to spend the night with her. And you can imagine what a time we had, four girls out there. And we really did have a good time. We had a slumber party with the four of us. And the next morning, we went in for breakfast. She had the best breakfast I've had in years. She had fixed it all herself just for.
Do you remember what the Depression was? Did it impact your family in any way?
Well, it was hard on our family because there were so many of us children. And we lived off the land. We grew on vegetables and everything that we had, we practically raised it. We had chickens, and we had gardens, hogs, we had plenty of meat. We never did go without something to eat. We always had plenty to eat. We had bees, we had honey, we had all kinds of things like that. But the only thing that my folks had to buy was coffee, rice, and sugar. My daddy made his own molasses, so we had syrup. Yeah.
What did your dad do to make money to buy those things? Did he sell?
He
was a farmer.
We raised cotton. He raised corn. He raised hydrangea, Capricorn, maize, and all types of crops to sell.
How much did they cost at that time? How much money did you make compared to what you should have?
Well, things were a lot cheaper then than they are now. At that time, we could buy a spool of thread for a nickel. You can't buy that school thread now for less than a dollar or more. So, using everything in the farm out there we had, we didn't have to buy anything but clothes and things like that. When we went to school, we took off our, when we came home, we took off our good clothes and put them up to the next day to go to school. Shoes the same way. We pulled off our shoes, so we went barefooted. Doing it today. Put her shoes back on at school.
Did you have friends that had a hard time because of Depression? Family friends that you had a hard time?
No, we didn't have any hard time with anything like that. There were some families that were a little bit worse off than we were. But my daddy was a good provider, so we always had plenty.
Were y'all able to do extra things, go places? Or?
Oh, yeah, my daddy had a car. We went places on Sunday. We always rode around Sunday afternoon. Daddy wanted to look at the crops of everybody else and see what they grew and how much they were growing. And we gathered grapes and did all kinds of. We had a lot of horses. We were horseback all the time. And we had a lot of things to do.
You said that you were in high school during about that time. What year did you graduate?
I graduated in 1932.
In 32, and 36. That was about the end of the Depression. So did you go on to college right after that, or did
right
you wait?
Right after I graduated from high school, I went to A&I, and I was a freshman. Mm-hmm. And I rode with this girl from Sinton, my hometown, and it was a new experience to me, I'll admit, from having been in a small school. Of course, there were only 44 in our graduating class when I graduated. Mm-hmm. But that was a pretty good size group then at that time.
Were y'all aware that of the stock market crash?
We took a weekly paper, newspaper. We had radio, but we didn't have anything else. No, we didn't have a telephone or anything like that.
So you didn't really hear about it until after it all happened?
Well, it was in the newspaper. So we took the paper that was published in Dallas, and that was our Dallas semi-weekly farm news, and that's what we had.
You were saying earlier about one of the times that you went somewhere, your dad would take y'all as a group. What was that you were telling?
They had a barbecue. The Ku Klux Klan met, and they had a barbecue, and my dad went in and got the barbecue and brought it back.
Was he a member of the Ku Klux Klan?
What?
Was he a member of the Ku Klux Klan?
No, he was not a member of the Ku Klux Klan. And he knew the password because someone had told him what it was, and we went in. We had to stay in the car, and we could eat that from the car. We couldn't go in. And I remember a lady that was there singing the Ku Klux song.
Uh-huh.
And she sang, she said, I'm a K, I'm a K, I'm a KKK. I'm here, and I'm here to stay. With my mask and my robe and my fiery cross, I'll show you by George who's the boss.
And this was about that same time you were probably high school or junior high school.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, since you said you finished high school right during the middle of the Depression, and you said you went to college, mm-hmm. How were you able to go?
I finished high school in 1932, and as soon as school was out, I got clothes ready and everything to go to college, and I went to A&I immediately after that, 1932, and my father sent me $29 a month to pay for my room and board and my incidentals that I had to have, and I went 4 years straight.
How was he able to secure enough the money for that? How did you know?
Well, he raised cotton, and he sold cotton, and he had other feed, and he sold corn, and of course, we raised everything to eat, so our grocery bills weren't very high. The only thing that was high was our clothes.
Did you ever wonder if you'd have enough money to go to college?
Well, I'd ask him. I'd ask my daddy. I said, am I going to be able to go this next year? And he said, yes, we'll find a way. You will get to go.
When the crops came in,
and they settled everything, there was never was any doubt. He always said, "You'll make it." And but one question he asked me, he said, "What do you want to do when you finish school?" I said, "I want to be a school teacher."
Were you the only one that was going to college at that time?
Yes.
You were not.
Did any of your brothers or sisters follow in your footsteps? What did they do? What were their occupations?
Their occupation? John was a farmer. All helped Daddy farm. Ben helped Daddy farm. But you see, in 45, though they went to service, they were gone then in the service.
How big was A&I at that time? Was it small?
A&I at that time was about 500 pupils.
Did they say it was smaller because there was like a lack of
depression? Well, it was fairly new.
It was new at that time?
Fairly new.
Did any of the other people that were going there at that time, did they tell you how the depression affected them, or did it not really affect them?
No, I never did hear any of them make any statement regarding their financial situation. One thing I did know, I knew everybody on campus.
Did your family have a car?
Yes, we had a touring, what they call a touring car. It was two-seated, and you had to crank it. It wasn't a self-starter, you had to crank it. And
did your whole family ride in it once?
I've seen eight in it.
And you said it was a two-seater?
Yes, two-seater.
And y'all all just piled in the back?
Oh, they piled in the front and piled in the back. We all rode in it.
You said your dad was a farmer. Did y'all have any farm equipment, or what did you use?
My daddy did not have a tractor or anything like that. He had plows and he used mules to grow his equipment. And he had horses and mules, and that's what he used mostly. Wagons.
Did he have any extra help, or was it just the family?
Just the family.
Just the family now.
The children all helped. Except during cotton picking time, and he always hired cotton people to pick cotton. And
Did y'all go out and help sometimes too? Not as much.
A lot of girls did pick cotton. They made extra money.
Did you hire local people?
No, they were from North Texas, West Texas, and different places. They'd come into town, and Daddy would hire them. They'd come out, and they'd set up their tent. Daddy had three houses, I think, that they stayed in. And they put up tents, and they stayed there till they picked the crop over, and then they moved to somebody else's place.
Where did the children of those families go to school?
This was during the summer. They didn't go to school in the summer.
Did y'all take any vacations?
Yes.
During times like that?
We took after the cotton and the corn was gathered and everything was taken care of. We piled everything into the old school bus, which my brother drove, and we went to 60 miles the other side of Waco to my grandmother's and visited for 8 to 10 days every summer. We'd go back to see Granny.
When you went back there, did you ever see people that were in need? People like homeless people?
No, not necessarily. My grandmother lived alone, and she had good neighbors that looked after her and everything, and she got along just fine. It took us 2 days to get there, whereas now we go in one day, a few hours.
So you really never noticed a difference during the Depression, like as before the Depression and after the Depression? You never really felt the difference in your own life, your family life?
Not really. Not really. Well, we never were destitute, what they call poor. We never were that. We always had plenty to eat, plenty to wear, and everything like that.
You had said earlier about the food that you raised your own. What did you do for meat? Did you slaughter your own cows?
We raised goats, sheep, and pigs, hogs. Daddy had cattle. We ever so often we needed meat, we'd kill a beef, and they canned the meat and made sausage or whatever they needed. See, we didn't have refrigeration at that time. We didn't have refrigeration. You had to can it or smoke it, like sausage. We'd cook the sausage down and put it in these great big old tin 10-gallon jars and pour the grease over it. And then all you'd have to do is just get them out. They're already cooked. You know, yeah, just throw the grease off and that. We had a lot of sausage on the thing.
Did you have electricity?
No.
No. No. So usually when it was dark, kind of went to bed? Had a radio?
No, not then.
Not even then, we didn't have a radio.
After I went to college, Daddy bought a radio. That old big time.
Did you have a telephone?
No.
Since you lived in the country?
Yeah, we didn't have any telephones until REA came out. Then they got telephone. They got telephone after I went to college. Not while I was home. No.
Did your daddy ever talk about
the
bad financial times? Did he have a bank account? Did he lose money when the
banks
had trouble?
No, there never was much in the bank, but it stayed there. And we were all very lucky. We never had any sicknesses that, you know, took anything like that, except when my sister died. She died in 1925 with pneumonia. Outside of that, right?
Were you aware of any kind of financial, or did he ever talk about the financial situation?
No. Daddy always kept all personal business to himself. He never discussed it with anybody.
Did he put his money in the bank, or did he keep it?
He did. He wrote checks all the time.
So in conclusion, it sounds like what you're saying, that you and your family didn't feel much of an impact of the Depression. You didn't really know what was going on.
No. We didn't. Dad never told us anything of his problems or anything. So we never, we just happy-go-lucky kids. We didn't worry about anything like that at all. In fact, I guess we knew nothing about it.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Okay,
for everything.
Hope you get an A.
Thank you.